the pages of IHS Fan Magazine, the Austin area's premier high school football preview publication, and the creators of the Horn Webcast Network, powered by IHS Fan. Welcome to Under the Lights, presented by ARS Rescue Router. Here are your hosts, Rick Epstein and Jeff Power.
Welcome back to our second hour. I can't believe it. The first hour just flew by. Of Under the Lights, presented by ARS Rescue Router. We have so much more to discuss. We want to thank our first hour guests, two great coaches, Coach Carl Avsek of the Cedar Park Timberwolves, Coach Rodney Vincent of the Vista Ridge Rangers. We talked to Tom McVann of Orthopedic Associates of Central Texas and a great quarterback from the Vandegrift Vipers, Ryan Back. And now we're going to head out over near I-35 and go out to Cougar Country and talk with senior running back Demetrius Gardner-Holmes. Demetrius, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Hey, nice deep voice. You should be in radio, Demetrius. Hey, you have burst onto the scene as one of the top running backs in the area. Three straight 200-yard rushing games, including a huge 234 and two-touchdown game versus Glenn last week. I know the team record is not where you want it. You and Coach Cecil, where y'all want it. But tell us, what makes you such a great running back?
First, just having a good O-line. Some people say we're not good, but I see our O-line as giving us good potential. They're a young O-line. All juniors, some sophomores. So, basically, I just find ways to make a hole and get more yards after running. So, just doing what I can do.
Hey, Demetrius, Jeff Power here. Let's talk about that. I've always just kind of been curious as a running back. What's the time you've got to get through that hole? Let's talk about that. You see a gap, it opens. Your offensive linemen, they can only hold it for so long. How much time you got to get through that hole and get into the secondary?
I say, sometimes I'll have literally like 2 seconds to make up my mind.
Depends on who you're playing, right?
Yeah. Like Glenn, I had like 2 seconds to get through the line. The other two games, I had a second and a half. So, like, you got to have like a good reaction to it.
So, you know, last week we did a show where we recognized and we talked with three area offensive linemen. I love to give the big fellas in the trenches some love every now and then. Talk a little bit about, you mentioned your young offensive line. Who are some of the guys on the team that you'd like to recognize personally?
Ooh. I got like four or five. Right now I got Diego, Jordan, Felipe, and Miguel.
And they're doing the work for you to get you those 200-yard games to last through couple weeks, huh?
Yeah, so they got a hard job. They're gonna get dudes that are like 6 foot and up, 280, and they're only like 5'7", 5'10". They're really doing a good job.
Demetrius, do you feel like you guys are getting close? I mean, you know what I mean? Like you're in the game. You everyone will tell you got to play four quarters, depth and things like that. But as a player, how close are you guys to turning this thing around?
We're so close. Like, we got it. All we got to do is just finish. Like, whenever we go defense first, we stop them 4-0, four out. And then as soon as we get on offense, it's like the little mistakes. It's like, I guess some of us get nervous. But then after that first hit, we're all locked in. It's just the little mistakes and the penalties.
Absolutely. You had a real close one against Cedar Creek, lost by 7 there. And then the Glenn game that was on the IHS Fan Webcast Network last week, I was watching some of that. And you had a tough 7-point loss right there. So you're right there. This week you play Brenham. So your head coach, Coach Jason Cecil, is a great man who really seems to care about all the players. What do you like most about playing for Coach Cecil?
The love. He knows everything we do, we have to do it for a reason. He gives us the motivation, everything we have. Like, the one thing about him is he's straight up. He's not going to tell you, like, oh, you're doing everything right, but – like, he's not going to sit there and, like, play around with you. He's going to tell you exactly what you need to fix.
Right.
If you don't like it, then he's just going to snap on you and make you love it.
Demetrius, it's a little cooler this week. How's practice been? What's it like when you've got to get out there and the temperatures are in the 40s? Has it changed things? As a running back, are you, you know, more concerned about ball security, things like that?
Yeah, more about ball security. Because, like, right now, it was cold. I couldn't feel my fingers or nothing. I don't know how I was going to hold the ball today. We had to have practice. We had, like, a 30-minute practice in the morning. We had to finish it after school because it got cooler. But yeah, the weather ain't no joke.
I think it's going to be a little warmer on Friday night. I think in the 70s during the day, maybe drop down in the 60s. You're the rare back that has both tremendous power and speed. You really have been able to make that first guy miss. Is there a college or pro running back that you think that you have patterned your game after?
Leonard Fournette and Derrick Henry.
Nice. Nice. And with this season, you know, you're getting, you know, you're starting to get recognized. We've had many of players that really, I'm not going to just want to say come out of nowhere, because you've been obviously putting in hard work, but to get recognized, and, you know, when you start putting together 200-yard games 3 weeks in a row, you're going to start getting recognized. Have you started to see a little bit of that here lately?
Yeah, like after Glenn, I had TCU hit up my coach, and after the first couple of weeks, I had Iowa State, Oklahoma, Auburn, Sam Houston, and a lot of other schools reach out.
Well, that's got to make you feel pretty good, you know, and you just keep it up. You're doing great out there, and this year we didn't know we were going to have football, and I know as a 17, 18-year-old kid, that means the world, because, you know, that's what you've been planning for so many years, and I'm glad that we've been able to play some games and just hopefully we'll be able to finish this season. Thanks so much for being on Under the Lights.
Thank you for having me.
You did a great job and great voice.
Thanks, Demetrius.
Tell Coach Cecil I say hello.
We keep him in a Houston Cougar uniform. Connelly Cougars, the Houston Cougars.
That was, you know, if you haven't seen, thanks, Demetrius. If you haven't seen him play, you know, what a running back. I was watching that replay, the Glenn Grizzlies, you know, they're on the IHS Fan Webcast Network, so I got the chance to see Demetrius run, and what a fantastic player he is.
And look at those names he just threw out there. TCU, Houston, Iowa State, Oklahoma. That's some legitimacy there.
Well, you know, you run for 200 yards 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
You know,
phone will ring.
So the phone will ring, exactly. You want to make your phone ring, that's what you do. Hey, we're not going to wait any longer. We're going to go way down to deep South Austin, to Bulldog Nation, to talk with Bowie wide receiver phenom Jason Gaines. Jason, welcome to Under the Lights. Jason, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Hey, Jason, I've been watching you play for a few years now. You're definitely one of the most exciting players in the area. What are the things that make you such a great wide receiver?
I think it's just my explosiveness and my speed and being able to set up a DB and scoring touchdowns.
When you say set up a DB, what exactly do you mean by that?
I mean, like, making them think I'm going deep and I just stop when it's done.
Nice. Or
making them think I'm going inside and I'm going outside. Just really setting them up.
Nice.
Jason, Jeff Power here. Hey, I was going through some old video today, and I just happened to come across a game when Bowie beat Westlake. I mean, you just never know, right, from week to week what'll happen. Give me your thoughts about, like, a little barometer of where your team is at right now.
I think right now we're in a good place. You know, we had – first two games wasn't all that good, but third one we picked it up and we're doing a lot better than we were week one and two.
You know, we had your coach, our great friend Coach Abels, on the show a few weeks ago. You know, he's such a great man. Been at Bowie forever, long enough to have coached the dads of some of the players that are going through. What do you like most about playing for Coach Abels?
It's just him putting us in the best positions possibly can, just to win games and best positions, like on the field, putting people in the right positions to make plays on the field.
Jason, talk about your style of play there at Bowie, because I think one, you know, to kind of piggyback off what Rick just said, Jeff Abels, he will adapt to the kind of personnel. So what used to be a Victor Reich run to the left and right has now become more throwing the football around and do what you got to do. Give me your thoughts about, you know, throwing the football in this day and age and what it means to be a receiver playing Texas high school football.
Well, being a receiver, you obviously want to throw the ball as much as you can. And I like that him, Coach Abels, and Coach Brain decided to throw the ball a lot more this year, especially with the receiving core that we have, because our receiving core is a lot better than most years. So we have a lot of receivers to get the ball to at any time of the game.
And Diego,
to make plays.
Yeah, Diego, tell us, distributing the rock. Tell us a little bit about the receiving core. Who are some of the other guys that are alongside you that are working so hard?
So it's me, and then in the slot on my side, it's a 6'6", Anthony Simmons, who surprised all of us this year when nobody thought he would be as good as he is now. And then on the right side is Cash Peters, a slot. He's really good. And even on the other side, it's Adrian Rodriguez. So we all have weapons all around the field.
And Bowie has had to deal with some tough breaks this season, including a come-from-behind win by Austin High in the fourth. What is the feeling in the locker room with regards to your big game this week against Aikens? It's a big game for y'all.
Yeah, it's a real big game, and we try to not get too big-headed because everybody thinks we'll win, but we just got to stay focused, and we got to have respect to our opponents. So Aikens always try to play their best game against us, so we just got to stay locked in.
It feels like it's getting close to playoff time. You know, we're getting close to Halloween, of course. And it, you know, it's just kind of fitting, Bowie and the black, the Bulldogs and all that. Maybe just final thoughts here as not only playing Aikens, but is there a sense of win out? You know, is there a sense of, you know, we need to, you know, in order to make the postseason, get that maybe 3-4 playoff spot? You know, this is the kind of game it takes. You know, you got to win against the teams like Aikens.
Yeah, definitely. And so, like, that loss to Austin High really kind of set us back a little bit. So I think every game from here on out till playoffs is a real big game. So we have to win as many games as we can.
And you know how that feels because you did that to Anderson last year. I think you caught so many balls in that fourth quarter, that drive that converted 3 4th-and-10s. You might have caught all those balls. But, hey, you already have 7 touchdowns through 3 games this year. You're averaging 182 yards receiving a game. And, you know, your quarterback, as we mentioned, Diego Tello, seems to be getting you the ball a lot. What makes Diego such a great quarterback?
I think it's just his decision-making and being able to read the defense. I've never really played with a quarterback that can read the defense as good as he can and giving it to the right receiver at the right time. So I think that's his best quality, and obviously his arm.
Absolutely. Hey, Jason, you know, thanks so much for being on Under the Lights. I truly mean it when I say you're one of the most exciting players in the area. You know, I used to really like to watch Garrett Wilson, the Lake Travis wide receiver who's now at Ohio State. You have a Garrett Wilson like quality about you where you could break it and go to the house at any point when you catch the ball. So I really enjoy watching you play. Good luck against Aikens, and tell Coach Abels we say hello. Okay.
I will. Appreciate you having me.
All right.
Thanks, Jason. Speed kills, man. Yeah. Speed kills, doesn't it?
He's so fun to watch. Yeah. And you called that game last year. We've talked about it a few times. Anderson versus Bowie last year when Bowie needed a late drive and they converted 3 4th-and-10 plays. Mm. And I could swear Jason might have caught all those passes.
He was on the big pass play, I remember. Yeah, and I just think that he's one of those guys, he's so electric, you know, he gets open, he finds a way to make the catch. What he might lack a little bit in size, he makes up for with just that pure speed. That's hard to beat.
Yeah, and, you know, we mentioned they play Aikens. It's kind of a must win for Bowie.
For both teams, really.
if you lose to Aikens, it's kind of like, you know, where do you go from there? And to know that Bowie is perennial in the playoffs. They always seem to be in the playoffs. Coach Abels does such a great job, and they certainly want to get this win. Let's talk a little bit about the schedule this week. Remember, we already had a game on Monday night, Westwood versus Stony Point, because both teams had a COVID protocol issue. They had to play Monday night, and they're both playing on Saturday. Stony Point plays Hutto, and Vandegrift and Vista Ridge plays Westwood. Those will be one game at Kelly Reeves. Stony Point will play Hutto at Kelly Reeves, and Vista Ridge will play Westwood at Gupton on Saturday afternoon. So those we'll have Saturday games, and then on Thursday night, last is at Crockett at Berger Center, Northeast at Travis at House Park, Navarro at McCallum at Nelson, and Hendrickson at Weiss at the Field. And
that's a big game there.
It is. It's going to be a big game. It's already sold out. I just got the news from Todd Raymond over there at Pflugerville ISD. They say there will not be any tickets to be sold at the box office. They're sold out for a big rivalry, Hendrickson at Weiss. And Hendrickson looking to get back in the win column. Weiss looking to continue the role that they're on. And that's going to be on television, also on the IHS Fan Webcast Network. EJ and Efren Sanchez on that call.
Yeah, and that is a great environment for high school football, the Field. I mean, it is just beautiful. State of the art, good looking stadium. I was out there flying my drone earlier last week, and just the way the sun sets and now the scoreboard, the press box, it's beautiful. That's a great looking place.
I think the weather kind of cleared out a little bit later this afternoon, got a little warmer. I think we won't be as cold tomorrow night or Friday, and the weather will be treating us nicely. On Friday night, a big one for Cedar Ridge. They're coming off the loss to Vista Ridge. They go out to Monroe Stadium, not the easiest place in the world to play, as they will meet the Vipers. Round Rock and McNeil play at Kelly Reeves on Friday. Aikens at Bowie, we mentioned that one. Hayes, Westlake has been postponed due to a COVID protocol issue. So Hayes, Westlake were to play this week. They're not going to. Lake Travis at Del Valle, San Marcos at Austin, Bastrop at Eastview, Brenham at Connolly.
Connolly, yep.
And I may be wrong about that. I believe it might be Lake Travis game that's also postponed. I believe I heard that on Craig Way's show, Light the Tower, that may game. But we'll check on that. San Marcos at Austin, Bastrop at Eastview. What's that? So the Lake Travis Del Valle game is postponed. San Marcos at Austin, Bastrop at Eastview, Brenham at Connolly, Glenn at Elgin. That game will be on the IHS Fan Webcast Network. Rouse at Cedar Creek. Anderson looking to come back and respond. They took their licking out there against Cedar Park, 82-0, and they face Leander. Look for Coach Hunter to get back in the win column. Johnson, Hayes Johnson at Lehman, brother versus brother out there in a neighborhood matchup. Dripping Springs goes to San Antonio McCollum. Liberty Hill at Marble Falls. And then Saturday, as we mentioned, Westwood at Vista Ridge, Hutto at Stony Point. Those are some of the games. Jeff, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of those games, do some predictions, and also, do our great prediction segment where we each take a game. I think this week you have Cedar Ridge at Vandegrift, and I have San Marcos at Austin High. When we come back, we'll have so much more. You're listening to The Horn Under the Lights. Welcome back to Under the Lights, presented by ARS Rescue Router. We're deep in the heart of our second hour, and I do want to make a correction there. And Lake Travis and Del Valle is postponed this Friday, but Hayes is playing Westlake at Westlake, so Westlake playing, Lake Travis, Del Valle not playing. So just wanted to confirm and make sure I got that correct. We're going to move right along. We've had so many great guests. We've talked to three different players tonight, and we're going to talk to our fourth one, and we're going to head out off the 45 down to Cedar Ridge Raider Nation land and talk with the quarterback, Joaquin Sandoval. Joaquin, welcome to Under the Lights.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, we had Demetrius Gardner-Holmes from Connolly. We just talked with Jason Gaines from Bowie, and now we've got you on the line. And, I'm the PA announcer for Cedar Ridge, so I get to watch you a lot. And I just have to tell you, I've just been thoroughly impressed. You know, there were a lot of question marks with Cedar Ridge, with Jaylen Brown and, graduating and Jack Turner graduating. There was some big hole in the quarterback position, and you've stepped right in there and done a great job. What are your thoughts so far through this the few games that we played?
You know, I think our offense came a long way from when we first started. Our defense is really young, very new. But they're living up to great expectations, and I'm just grateful to be able to play my part on this team, and hopefully we can get the team rolling faster.
Hey, let's give a little shout-out to your offensive line and just thoughts in general about how, you know, they allow you that time to find the receivers open. And it's not like you need a lot of help in that area, because you scramble with some of the best quarterbacks I've seen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Our O-line, you know, they put in a lot of work over the week, and they really work hard for what they try to achieve every week. And, you know, I just love their work ethic every week that they do. But we're just going to get better as we keep on going.
Yeah, you've got some big kids up front, making sure people don't get to you, you know. But let's talk a little bit about your running backs, Dylan Morello and Josh Nozair, two great backs. They had to replace the great Deuce Vaughn, but they've done a great job. Your thoughts on what makes Josh and Dylan such great running backs?
You know, Josh, he has some pretty great work ethic. He's just super fast, you know, that 4.5 speed. No one's going to catch him, but other than that, you know, his hands are pretty amazing. He's just an all-around player that we can use everywhere.
Let's talk about your offensive coordinator and even your QB's coach. Just give me your thoughts about just each week, the preparation, getting you guys prepared each week as you you know, continue to try to get things you know, back on track here.
Yeah, you know, Coach G, he helps a lot with, you know, the mental part of the game. He's really good at helping us with in the film room and getting us prepared mentally for everything that's going to come. Mechanics, you know, he always makes sure my mechanics are always right, my throwing motion, and he just always gives us the best game plan to give our confidence up and to get us that W on Friday night.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about your receivers, led by DJ Roundtree, Devin Turner, Victor Taylor Jr. Tell me about what makes them so good.
You know, talk about speed, man. All of them got that 4.5 speed, you know. Every week they work hard just to improve their game. They're never going to stop coming, you know. I'd take those guys over anyone in the city all day.
Joaquin, what was clicking for you guys in the fourth quarter against Vista Ridge? I mean, you're down 38-3. A lot of teams could have quit right there, but you guys battled back, and, you know, maybe if it weren't for a turnover, I mean, you guys would be going for a drive to maybe tie things up. Just give me your thoughts about what was working in the fourth. How do you use that to work for your team going forward?
You know, we opened the offense a little bit, went to the spread look, using that speed to our advantage, opening the field. So it really opened a lot of opportunities for us. You know, we just kind of calmed down, played our own game, got back to what we were supposed to be doing all game. I think before that, you know, we were just making mental mistakes, and we kind of just cooled it down and got to work. But unfortunately, it was too late.
You know, your coach, Coach Sam Robinson, great coach. He's led Cedar Ridge to a ton of wins over the past few seasons. What do you like most about playing for Coach Robinson?
What I like most is, you know, he's a very understanding guy, but he's also very tough when he needs to be. He knows how to keep the whole team in check, and he just knows what it takes to win, especially with, you know, he's there on the field all the time, you know, to keep us calm and keep us ready to play out at all times.
Before we let you go, we got to talk about the big one. You're heading over to Monroe Stadium, which is always a tough place to play as you face two-time defending district champ Vandegrift. You're coming off a loss to Vista Ridge. There's an old saying, never let one loss beat you twice. Has the team been able to shake off the loss that you experienced against Vista Ridge to get ready for what you're going to experience out there at Monroe Stadium on Friday?
You know, offense is going to come out. You know, we worked on our mistakes. We're going to come out firing. We're going to come out fired up, ready to play. Defense is just going to keep doing what they've been doing, holding offenses to certain points, trying to get us that dub. We're just going to go out there, play our game. And this year game we'll play to with the blows.
Well, that's great attitude. You know, I've been really surprised, not surprised, but pleasantly surprised with how Cedar Ridge has played this year. It's really impressive because when you lose players like Deuce Vaughn and Jaylen Brown and some of the members on defense, and I got to give a shout-out. We had him on a show earlier in the season, Brett Hartgrove, who does so much for your defensive side of the ball. He and Isaac Cobb do a great job in leading that defense that you go up with against every day in practice. What, you want to say something about your defense?
Oh, yeah, you know, definitely. You know, we have a lot of key players that came up this year to step up. You know, Dominic Fuentes, Isaiah Horn, Brett, as you mentioned, LeBrandon, Cobb, all of us came up, you know, just looking to fulfill one goal, and that's to take district back.
Wonderful. Well, Joaquin Sandoval, the quarterback for Cedar Ridge, it's been a pleasure, my pleasure, to be able to be the PA announcer for Cedar Ridge, as I have been the last several years, and you're doing a wonderful job out there, and it's been a pleasure to watch you. Thanks so much for being on Under the Lights.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That was Joaquin Sandoval, the great quarterback for the Cedar Ridge Raiders. And, Jeff, you know, they other than the loss to Vista Ridge, you know, they made some unforced errors in that game, but they've been playing really well. They had a big win against Round Rock, and they had a close one against Cedar Park. They probably played Cedar Park closer than anyone else. And they had their chances against them. So they're a real good team. They just ran into a buzzsaw in Vista Ridge.
Yeah, they did. And really, you know, like I said, that fourth quarter, it's kind of like they went into a two-minute offense for the entire fourth quarter.
Right.
And then you look up and you're thinking, they could win this game.
Right.
I mean, you know, an onside kick, I mean, who knows, right?
Right?
And they did have the fumble late in the game, too, that really kind of hurt them.
It's funny how when that happens, when either the team that's way ahead goes into a different defense. I'm not saying that Vista Ridge did, but sometimes teams go into a prevent defense, and sometimes coaches say, what a prevent defense? It prevents you from winning.
Right. Well, I think the sense of urgency, too, you know, just that feeling of we've got to score quickly, and that's what – and Sandoval, he runs that offense well when he's got to move it quickly.
He does, and he's got some great receivers, as we mentioned, DJ Roundtree, Devin Turner, Victor Taylor Jr., and he's got some great running backs. So he's got a lot behind him, and Coach Sam Robinson does such a great job out there and his staff that I know Vandegrift doesn't think it's going to be an easy game, and it won't be. It'll be a hard-fought game out there at Monroe, and we'll see what happens. Let's talk a little bit about the IHS Fan Power Poll this week, week six. This is where we take all the teams, 5A, 6A, and we – all the area teams, and we lump them together, and we kind of figure out how we would rank the teams. At number one, they've been at number one since the very beginning, the Lake Travis Cavaliers. Number two, Westlake Chaparrals. At number three, who's been there forever, is Cedar Park. Number four, Vandegrift. Number five, Liberty Hill. Number six is Vista Ridge. Number seven, a new team enters the top ten, the Rouse Raiders. Number eight, Austin High. Number nine, Round Rock. And number 10 in our poll is LBJ. The next teams in, if you will, those right on the cusp, Stony Point, Dripping Springs, Georgetown, Hendrickson, Pflugerville, and Weiss. So a lot of Pflugerville ISD teams in the mix, a lot of Leander ISD teams. It's quite a power poll.
And that is why Hendrickson and Weiss tomorrow night is a huge game.
Yeah.
Not just to get into the power poll, but hey, on top of that, they are trying to make a playoff spot here, and not to mention the fact that, you know, still try to fight their way towards a district title, possibly, maybe second, but that's a huge game.
Absolutely. Let's go over some scores, Jeff, from last week and talk a little bit about some of these. Vandegrift 49, McNeil 0. Vandegrift's most lopsided win over the Mavs ever. San Antonio Harlandale beat Lehman 32-7. Lehman has never won a district opener. Interesting there. Land passes over LBJ in a game that was really close. LBJ had the lead for a while. Lampasas ended up beating them 36-18. Lampasas is number two in the state right now. Rouse beat Elgin 35-21, and I'm telling you, Rouse is undefeated in district for the first time. So congratulations to the Rouse Raiders. Dripping Springs beat New Braunfels Canyon 40-21. Northeast beat Crockett 20-14. Round Rock over Hutto. Round Rock gets back into the win column, and they go into Hutto, which isn't easy to do, and beat them 31-7. Dragons avoid their first 0-2 start in district since 2012. And then we have, let's see, Liberty Hill over McCallum 42-0. Panthers three games versus AISD schools this season, 86-0, 76-0, 42-0. My goodness, Jeff. Liberty Hill may not be in the district that's going to give them the most tests.
I've been saying it all year. I think that team could go win a state title. We'll see.
My goodness. That's a lot of points. That's 204-0 in the last 3 weeks. Hayes beat San Marcos in a neighborhood battle, 35-7. Hayes won every matchup in the 90s in that series. San Marcos won every matchup in the 2000s, and Hayes won every matchup since 2010. So every decade, one team will seems to sweep. Brenham beat Bastrop 47-3. Weiss beat Leander 63-34. School record for points in a win by Weiss previous was 42 over Glenn last year. That's amazing. Lake Travis beat Austin High 62-20. And let's see, Georgetown beat Hendrickson, and that was a dogfight in the first ever meeting between the two schools, and Georgetown got the win out there at Birkelback. Hendrickson wanting to get back. Eastview beat Cedar Creek 39-0, fourth shutout win in Eastview history. Harlandale beat Lehman 32-7, and Cedar Park 82-0. 5-0 Cedar Park. The last time they started 5-0 was obviously 2015, and when they went undefeated. So Vista Ridge over Cedar Ridge, we mentioned that game as well. So any thoughts about those games that were played last week?
Well, and let's throw in Thorndale over Thrall, 21-19. That's a big rivalry up there on Highway 79. As far as overall looking at all this, I can't help but think that Rouse is what Vista Ridge was last year. You know what I mean? I mean, Rouse 3-0 in district. They only won one game last year. Remember last year, Vista Ridge had to bounce back after only winning one game from the year before.
Right.
And they went on to be 8-3. And here's Rouse. They're undefeated in district. I think they're playing in a district where they can do some damage. And I think Josh Mann's got him a good team.
Well, look at Rouse. They've been in 6A a few years ago. They were in the district with McNeil and Round Rock schools. Then they moved to 5A D1, and now they're more in line, like you said, with a district that they can do. They can be the big boys.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach Josh Mann is doing some. I believe it's Shorb is the quarterback, but Josh Mann, he's been waiting. He's been telling us we're going to be good this year.
He's got some kids playing too. And that seems to be a theme in Central Texas. We talked about Gunnar Absek.
Yes.
We talked about, of course, Todd Brown, his son Kyle Brown, quarterback at Vista Ridge. We can go on and on. Josh Mann's got some boys playing. I think one in middle school, maybe one in high school.
Right.
I mean, it's cool when you can coach your own sons.
Well, and they're set up where if they win this week, they may be dangerously close to clinching a playoff spot with so many weeks to go. Glenn really came back. Eastview's in the hunt. So, and of course, you got Brenham in that district. Bastrop and Cedar Creek, Bastrop's been losing a few games. So that's District 13, 5A, D2, Region 4. As we go along, let's talk a little bit about the IHS Fan Webcast Network and the games that we'll be on. Tomorrow night, Weiss versus Hendrickson from the field. EJ Sanchez play-by-play, Ephraim Sanchez on color. That'll be audio and video, so tune in and be able to watch the game. I also think that game's on television. I think Roger Wallace's Game of the Week, KBVO's Game of the Week from the field. Friday night, we've got a lot of games. Glenn versus Elgin from Elgin. Alan Cepeda and EJ Sanchez will be on that call. That's an audio and video game. Anderson at Leander from Bible. Sean Clinch and Adam Ogburn will be on the call of that game, audio and video on that one. Then Austin High versus San Marcos. Listen to this. We're going to have Austin High San Marcos on the radio, Brad Kellner, Raul Rodriguez, on 104.9 The Horn, because Lake Travis isn't playing. They're going to take the Lake Travis spot on The Horn, so Kellner will be calling it on the radio, and we'll do another broadcast on the Webcast Network with Rodney Rodriguez and Nolan Hogan, Aaron Hogan's son, is going to help out with that, and that'll be able, you'll be able to watch that game and hear the call from Rodney Rodriguez. So two crews calling the same game that night. Cedar Ridge versus Vandegrift, you'll have Adam Wagner on that call, and that'll be an audio-only game. And then we'll have the double crew, McNeil Round Rock. We'll have a McNeil crew, Jake Herman and Nick Loxley, and at Kelly Reeves, and the Round Rock crew, David Carter, Kevin Martin, and Evan Carter. That will be the Round Rock crew, all viewed on the IHS Fan Webcast Network, either on the Horn app or each team has a dedicated link. Then on Saturday, two big ones. The one we will have two broadcast crews out at Gupton Stadium. The Vista Ridge crew, Jeff Power, you'll be the play-by-play. I'll be doing color for an audio and video version of the game. And Westwood, the Grand Poobah, Rodney Rodriguez will have play-by-play, and Paul Solomon will have the color on their audio-video coverage. So lots happening for the IHS Fan Webcast Network. You having fun doing that, Jeff?
I love it. Yeah, no doubt. And it's, it's exciting to be not only the preparation, getting ready for the games is a lot of fun, too, because you just learn a lot about all these great kids. And we've said it before, so many great coaches who are willing to take that phone call and help you out with getting your information, and then go out there and do what you do, man, call football.
Absolutely. So those are the games, and so much going on as we go into, this is actually week six of the 5A and 6A teams, and each game that we play, you know, we've had to have some open weeks in this built in because, we had Dr. Jamie Harrison on from the UIL, and he mentioned that teams have built in these weeks in the season just in case they have to deal with the COVID protocol issue and not play 1 week.
Yeah, November 13th comes to mind. That's kind of a date that they've circled to play some makeup games. I think the first week of December also is another one, and it looks like we're going to have to use them for quite a few teams.
Yeah, and, you know, like I know December 4th, it's weird. McNeil is scheduled to play Killeen on December 4th, not even a district foe. So I'm pretty sure if a district game had to be played, they may do something with that game. But, hey, when we come back, we will have our predictions for all the games, and including Jeff's big prediction on the Cedar Ridge-Vandegrift game, my big prediction on San Marcos-Austin High game. You are listening to The Horn, Under the Lights. All right, here we go. Coming down the home stretch, Rick Epstein, Jeff Power, Samuel F. Pica, Under the Lights, presented by ARS Rescue Router. We're coming down the home stretch. Here we go. We're going to have predictions. Jeff, you're going to take Cedar Ridge versus Vandegrift. I'm going to take San Marcos and Austin High. But before we do anything, I need some music. Here we go.
25-6A battle. The 2-2 Cedar Ridge Raiders, who are 1-1 in District 25-6A, are looking to bounce back against the 3-1, 2-0 in District Vandegrift Vipers, led by quarterback Ryan Back. As you heard right here earlier, a threat on the ground and through the air. Hey, when you think of Vandegrift this year, you might want to start with that ground game, as Bowen Lewis and Ryan Shepard are averaging close to 60 yards per contest. But they can catch the ball out of the backfield as well, as evident in that touchdown grab against Vista Ridge. Lewis doing a nice job. Now, and of course, Ryan Back has over 600 yards passing, 12 TDs through the air. and has a lot of wide receivers to throw the ball to. Vandy's defense is back. They are, in fact, locked down, drag out. Drew Sanders has the Vipers playing well, especially in that linebacker core. Their opponent, Cedar Ridge. They can take a positive from a huge fourth quarter against Vista Ridge, a game they trailed 38-3 but only lost 38-24. Had it not been for some turnovers, penalties, the Raiders could have won that game. Cedar Ridge head coach Sam Robinson will have his team ready this week behind quarterback Joaquin Sandoval. Joaquin will have his squad ready. He's got targets like DJ Roundtree, Devin Turner, plus Victor Taylor, Dylan Morello, and Josh Nazaire in the running back position. This is a team that's loaded on both sides of the ball, especially at the line of scrimmage. And then you got Justin Higginbotham, Isaac Cobb in that linebacker spot. They can get the job on defense. They will have their hands full, though, with Vandegrift. The Vipers will win it. Cedar Ridge will keep it close, though. 31-21, your final. Vandy wins.
Wow. All right, here we go. Historic House Park is the setting for a clash between San Marcos and Austin High. This game is a must-win for San Marcos, and it would also go a long way in helping Austin High remain on track for the available third or fourth playoff spot in 26-6A. The Rattlers come into the game with a new head coach, John Walsh, with the record of 1-4 and 0-3 in district. The 0-3 district record is a little deceiving, as the three losses came against Lake Travis, Westlake, and Hayes. If the Rattlers have any hope in getting back into the playoff discussion, they will have to start with an upset win on the road against a red-hot maroon team. The Rattlers are led on offense by junior running back Kenoy Guidry, who has 618 yards rushing, four touchdowns through five games. Quarterback Isaiah De Leon only has attempted an average of 12 passes per game. Leading receiver Cannon Webb has caught 11 balls for 187 yards. The Rattler defense is led by outside linebacker Moses Alva, who leads the team in tackles with 42 on the season. The Maroons are off to their best start in years. Talks about this being the year to break the 63-year playoff win drought are being heard in press boxes around the area. Coach Mike Rosenthal leads his team into House Park on Friday night with the record of 3-1 overall, 2-1 in district. The Maroons are led by three-year starter, IHS Van top 10 player Charles Wright at quarterback, who simply refuses to lose. A season-defining, comfort-behind win against arch-rival Bowie saw Wright lead the team back from 22 points down in the fourth quarter. Other standouts are on offense include senior offensive lineman Harrison Donovan, who was a guest on our show last week, and wide receiver Nick Anderson. The Maroons' offense is averaging 48.25 points per game. The Rattlers' backs are up against the wall. This is a must-win for them. Austin High is on a roll, and this win will get them much closer to securing that playoff spot. Austin High will keep it rolling as they have another statement win over a district foe. Austin High 45, San Marcos 30. And those are our predictions for that game. What are your thoughts on that one, Jeff?
You know what? That's an interesting matchup. I think San Marcos will, the fact that they've been battle tested, that's going to be a tight game. I do think Austin High will win it, but I expect that to be close and high scoring because Austin High is involved.
All right, some quick ones. Let's go down. Hendrickson, Weiss, who do you have?
I will take Weiss.
I will take Hendrickson on that one.
Ooh, all right.
With Weiss, I don't know. Let's say it's going to overtime. Round Rock at McNeil, who do you got?
I'll take Round Rock.
I will take Round Rock, too. We mentioned San Marcos. How about Bastrop at Eastview? I'm going to take the Patriots.
I'll take Eastview as well.
All right, Brenham at Connolly. I'm going to go with Connolly this time.
All right, I'll take Brenham.
All right, Glenn at Elgin. I'm going to go with Glenn. They're going to go down and have some sausage and then beat the Wildcats.
I'll take Glenn.
Rouse at Cedar Creek. I'm going to go with Rouse.
I'll take Rouse.
Anderson at Leander.
Anderson.
I'm going to go with Anderson. Dripping Springs at San Antonio McCollum. I'm going to go with Dripping Springs.
Dripping Springs.
And Liberty Hill at
Liberty
Marble
Hill.
Falls. And we won't even talk about Westwood Vista Ridge because we'll be doing the call. Hutto at Stony Point.
Hutto. Bounce back.
I've got Stony Point in that one.
Okay.
All right. So for Jeff Power, this is Rick Epstein and our great producer, Samuel F. Pika. Hey, thanks for joining us. Wednesday night is high school football night on the Horn. We'll see you next week under the lights. It's